closed caption for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
Not sure which is rising faster, the stock market or my grass with all this rain. Wow. 840 1360 97.5 WTAQ. News, talk, sports. I mean, lawns have just exploded. Plus, I had the lawn care company that we use on Saturday came and did the fertilizer treatment, and then it got all that rain on it. It's just incredible. And as we were getting all of that rain, my wife and I finally got the basement fixed. We had foundation issues. They were there yesterday. Boy, we waited about 2 years too long on that. And we really got nailed this spring, but it's all good now. Basement is still not put back together, but it's all good foundationally. What a wet spring. Look, I'll admit we're in a weird weather pattern. I'm not going to blame it on global warming. We have been in weird weather patterns before. By the way, there's another scary climate change story out there. This big sheet of Antarctic ice is going to raise ocean levels 4 feet. Yeah, that's the first time we've heard a dire warning like that now, isn't it? Anyway, enough on that. Speaking of warnings, I've had a warning for you, and it comes in regard to the House of Representatives, Republicans in the House, having Trey Gowdy head a select committee on Benghazi to look into what happened. Now, what I warned about is this. The media is not going to help Republicans dig into this scandal. In fact, they're going to be in inverse Woodward Bernstein mode, and they're going to do everything they can to insulate and protect the administration, potential candidate for President Hillary Clinton, and anyone else involved with this scandal. And you're seeing it already. That commentary passing as news, saying, yeah, this is really nothing to see. Yeah, there were some mistakes made, but this isn't a scandal, you know. Whereas if you compare and contrast it with the Iran-Contra scandal, which I concede was a scandal, I think President Reagan and those around him did the wrong thing for the right reasons, but it was still the wrong thing. When you look at how passionately the media went after that one, airing the hearings live and so on, they're not going to do that. And this is the issue that Republicans have. They are the storyline, the meme the administration is pushing, that this is purely political. The media is going to be all over that. Or best case scenario, which isn't best case scenario at all, but best case scenario is they just ignore it. Toward that end, last Friday, Brent Bozell, from his media, whatever he calls it, his media watchdog, was on with Megyn Kelly on the Kelly File, and he broke down how the national media has just completely ignored Benghazi, and instead obsessing on a bunch of other stories. That segment on the Kelly File with Brent Bozell inspired our friends at Wisconsin Media Check, and you can check them out anytime at wismediacheck.com. By the way, don't worry. I'm going to get to Jim Schmidt suddenly wanting to deal with Walmart. We'll get to that before the end of this segment. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll get to that. Anyway, this inspired folks at Wisconsin Media Check, wismediacheck.com, to break down how much time, actually to add up, how much time the local Green Bay television stations have devoted to the IRS scandal. Actually, Bozell covered both IRS and Benghazi. The Green Bay stations, Wismediacheck decided to see how much time the local Green Bay stations devoted to those two stories since January 1st and compare it to the amount of time they've devoted to the issue of the proposed minimum wage increase. Now, why pick that story? Because it is one that, if you trust all of the public opinion polls, the public supports, and it appears to be a winner, an absolute winner for the administration. So toward that end, they want to see exactly how this shakes out. And they did just that. So they took a look at this. If you look at the Green Bay TV stations and coverage of the IRS scandal, the Benghazi scandal, and the minimum wage scandal, I'm trying to do two things at once here. Jason is repairing my headphones again. Yes, I can hear again, Jason. Thank you. The minimum wage story, I wouldn't call it a scandal. I disagree with it, but it's not a scandal. So, Channel 2 WBAY, Channel 5 WFRV, again, this is since January 1st, NBC 26 and Fox 11 WLUK. And this is what Republicans are up against. Now, I understand these are national stories, but you know very well, and this is all of their newscasts, the evening newscasts, 6, 10, you know, all of those. They do cover national news during those newscasts. Channel 2, IRS scandal, 0.0 minutes. Benghazi, 129. Minimum wage, 414. Channel 5, IRS scandal, 0. Benghazi, 0. Minimum wage, 1224. Channel 5, two goose eggs on the scandals. This is according to Wisconsin Media Check. NBC 26, IRS scandal, 000. Benghazi, 000. Minimum wage, 14 minutes, 16 seconds. Fox 11 is the winner, if you will. IRS scandal, 6 minutes, 17 seconds. Benghazi, 9 minutes, 15 seconds. Minimum wage, 14 minutes, 35 seconds. Jason, you give that, but you give that a passing grade for Fox 11, right? Well, when you're up against goose eggs with everyone else, that's a good point, too, because that's actually an excellent point, Jason. They expend more resources on local coverage. That's their bread and butter. And by the way, I think they do that better than anyone else. I'm not necessarily saying the others don't do a good job from one extent to the other. I'm not saying that. I'm saying given the resources and given they still have Robert Hornacek, or they have Robert Hornacek again, who I still think is the best local reporter in the market. I mean, he's just a great digger. And he's always treated me fairly whenever he has covered me. I would agree that when you factor that in. So if you take all of this, according to their findings, between the two scandals, Channel 2 is $1.29 for the other three is all you get. This is what Republicans are facing. By the way, you know what? Let me check that again, because I think even with Fox 11, now Channel 2 though didn't cover. We should point out they didn't cover the minimum wage all that much, only 414. The other ones 1224, 1416, and 1435. That's amazingly consistent. But between them, So what is Channel 2 cover? they do a lot of time. By the way, they do listen to this segment. Trust me. This isn't our Friday segment, obviously. But when I discuss Wisconsin Media Check and the eye they keep on Green Bay TV, I can tell you that I know factually that they do keep an eye on that. Now, for what I think is some really big news, Jim Schmidt is suddenly a really big show. Yeah, my Ed Sullivan. That's tough to do. A really big show tonight. Okay. I'm already getting feedback on this. The big news that suddenly Jim Schmidt is willing to compromise with Walmart on a proposed downtown store in the Larson Green property. Jim has made it clear he didn't want that store there. Walmart came out with their new proposal last week. And by the way, the city of Green Bay, did I? Yeah, I do. The city of Green Bay's Economic Development Department on their website basically had, here's what it said. Walmart proposal shows little change. This is a page on a city website, and it's basically an anti-Walmart store editorial. Oh, well, this isn't really any different. This is nothing different. Nothing to see here, citizens. Move along. It just makes it clear that the city wanted nothing to do with this store. Well, after Walmart comes out and makes what I think actually are dramatic changes to this, Jim Schmidt is now saying that he can live with a 150,000 square footish store if it's two-story. He's suggesting a two-story Walmart downtown that would allow the retailer to build a mega-sized store, but it wouldn't take up that entire, I believe it's 15-acre parcel of the Larson Green property. It would take up about half the acreage. That would allow Walmart to build the size store it wants while still leaving room for other mixed development at the Larson Green industrial site. Maybe we can make that work. Now, Eric Gabrielson, leader of an opposition group, said a two-story building would be a step in the right direction to resolve concerns that Walmart's traditional big box store is wrong for downtown. Gabrielson, however, voiced skepticism the retailer would go along with the mayor's compromise idea. I looked on the Facebook haters page saying no Walmart on Broadway, and they apparently hadn't gotten much of the news because I would think they're freaking out that the mayor is even talking about compromising. So why is Jim Schmidt compromising? Why suddenly after niet? Well, if you make it two-story, I think there are two reasons. One, he does know Walmart's not going to go along with this. This is just simply not the design plan that Walmart has, but that he is willing to have any 150,000 square foot store down there is a major movement because he is to a degree putting his head in the lion's mouth because Walmart might say yes, or this might now finally lead to ongoing negotiations between the mayor and Walmart. Well, no, we can't do that, but we could do this. Walmart, of course, has given 500,000 square feet airspace, that is, development over their parking area, which opponents seem to be poo-pooing, which I think is huge. Further, the redesign does have that mixed-use look that would fit in with Broadway. So the first reason he's doing this is he thinks it's a safe way to show that he's open-minded to this. Here's the other thing. Alderman Chris Weary came on this show yesterday and said he believes the votes are there. He believes, in fact, that there are the votes to get this through City Council, and the only way that Jim could then knock it down would be to veto it. That would be the only choice that he would really have left. I think that's big. I think actually right now you do have a situation where if there's not the votes there, the votes are very, very close for the proposal that Walmart has now. Jim feels he has to do that. Yes. Yes. I'm going to get to that right now. If you support this, you have to know which alderman to call. And let me tell you what I'm being told. Right now, at this moment, on the council, there are likely, for sure, six strong votes. Weary, Tom DeWayne, Guy Zima, Andy Nicholson, Moore, Sladek, and Nenig, maybe. Actually, just those six. Nenig would be, Here's what I'm being told. The two aldermen who are probably on the fence on this that could be swayed are, in fact, Nenig and Brian Danziger. Those are the two guys you want to contact, Nenig and Danziger. That would be big. Those guys, I am told by council observers, are the swing votes. I do not have their numbers here. But if you just go to the website, you know, you'll find that pretty much anywhere. But here's what else you have to do. Now, I would suggest that you live in their districts to contact them. If you live in the city of Green Bay and you think Jim is wrong on this, it's time to tell him. The number to call is 448-3005. 448-3005. One more time, the mayor's number, 448-3005. 448-3005. Do you got to do your thing over there? Yeah, okay. We'll do it tomorrow. Don't worry about it. 448-3005. Call Jim Schmidt if you support the Walmart store. 448-3005. It's 8:57.
Your home for Milwaukee Brewer baseball. 13.